When the United States unveiled a U.S.-backed peace plan for Ukraine last week, Ukraine quickly rejected it as a plan for surrender. European officials said they were blindsided, and Ukraine supporters blasted the proposal as Russian President Vladimir Putin's wish list. But now, after talks over the weekend, officials say they've made progress on amending the plan. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio called his meetings with Ukrainian envoys probably the most productive meetings they've had under the current Trump administration. He spoke to reporters in Geneva.
We're working through making some changes, some adjustments, in the hopes of further narrowing the differences and getting closer to something that both Ukraine and obviously the United States are very comfortable with. Obviously, this will ultimately have to be signed off of by our presidents, although I feel very comfortable about that happening given the progress we've made.
The original 28-point peace plan had included a number of Russian demands, including giving up large swaths of disputed Ukrainian territory, shrinking Ukraine's military, and ensuring Ukraine never be admitted to NATO. But now, according to sources close to negotiations, the 28-point plan has been reduced to 19 points, and Russia's maximalist demands have been removed. Irish Foreign Minister Helen McEntee welcomed progress in the talks.
But I think the soundings yesterday certainly and the feedback very much is that this is a step in the right direction. Of course, we can't lose sight of the fact that there cannot be any agreement without Ukraine being front and centre. There cannot be any agreement where land is taken or acceded by force. And we have to ensure that the security, not just of Ukraine, but of the EU as a whole, that is protected in any agreement moving forward.
President Donald Trump had given Ukraine until Thursday to agree to the plan, with threats to halt U.S. military and intelligence aid to Ukraine if it balked. But Secretary of State Rubio has walked back that deadline, saying officials can keep negotiating. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says it's important to support the negotiation process, saying right now we are at a critical moment. He says the main problem is that Russian President Putin wants legal recognition for stealing Ukrainian territory and violating its sovereignty.
Of course, we all continue working with partners, especially the United States, and look for compromises that strengthen but not weaken us. And we will continue explaining how dangerous it is to pretend that aggression is something one can simply overlook and move on. And I ask you, do not stay silent. Do not be passive observers of history. Be participants.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says Ukraine's 30 or so allies in the Coalition of the Willing will hold talks Tuesday on the peace negotiations. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.